Hugh Gallagher for commenting. Austin had mentioned to my dismay that SB 81 is going to the governor. How? I mean, it's like when the last meeting or the meeting of 418, I mean, Commissioner Gibbon was adamant that we put this thing in an early grave. And it didn't happen. I looked at a May 18th workshop of the Governor Affairs Committee for the Nevada State Assembly. There was nobody in there. There was an amendment by Mary Walker that didn't tackle any of the problem. And it looked like we were basing ourselves on a neutral instead of a get this the hell out of here. I don't know that, but I have a feeling we're going to be in for a long ride with this thing because it's only going to grow. Commissioner Gilman was right. That should have gone, and we should have been dealt with this, but now we've got it. And I don't know if we're ever going to be able to be ourselves as a county now, especially with our pals down the valleys. Thank you.
Appreciate the comments, Hugh. While this is public comment, I do just want to mention that I was personally at the legislature last night until 12:30 in the morning. And as they say, it's probably best you don't ever watch sausage being made, because it is, to call it a circus, and I know I'm on public record, I think is an understatement. So I think that we still have a fair chance that SB 81 will be dead at some point. It may be going to the governor, but that doesn't mean that the governor is going to give him a thumbs up. What I would like to state, and we've stated many times, if we want to talk about the death blow to Story County, that was SB 432. SB 432 is nowhere to be seen. To quote Mark Twain, obviously nobody is safe until the legislature has gone home. But I think from what I've seen from Vice Chairman Mitchell's actions, Commissioner Gilman's involvement, staff, the, dare I say, thousands of hours that these folks have invested in doing everything to protect our county, SB 81, honestly, will just be revived in 2 years, as I believe SB 432. We are a target every 2 years. And I can honestly say that we have showed up lock, stock, and barrel to protect our county. I don't know anybody that is in this room or listening that feels like we are not doing everything we can to maintain the way of life that we want. We made a heavy investment in the industrial park, and we're now starting, hopefully, to reap the benefits very soon. But make no mistake, we are a target. Every legislative season, they're going to come after us one way or another. But I can honestly say from what I've seen and heard, our staff has been fighting tooth and nail, whether it's the lobbyists, staff on board. We have been doing everything we can to continue this way of life and keeping Story County, in my opinion, one of the best counties in Nevada. So, again, I truly appreciate your concern. Nobody, I think, is taking this one lying down. And I have faith that the governor isn't going to let this go much further than his desk. So, anyway, that's just my two cents. Is there any other public comment at this time?